Hell Creek, Montana, 68 million years ago. Prehistoric plant eaters live every day with a target on their back. To avoid becoming dinner, they rely on specialized evolutionary adaptations. Internal armor, advanced designs, and armaments tougher than anything found on animals today.
These are animals that have defenses.
Herbivores do seem to be marvels of engineering.
Very dangerous, heavily armed, heavily armored targets.
A triceratops can hold its own against almost any predator. With three horns and a bony shield, even a T-Rex keeps its distance. An ankylosaurus is completely different. It may be a herbivore, but it has the tools to stop an attacker dead in its tracks.
Ankylosaurus was a walking tank, a massively armed and armored animal.
9 meters long and weighing 4 tons, Ankylosaurus's home is the American West.
Interesting thing about Ankylosaurus, which makes them kind of cool, is that their pelvis has been modified so it's very broad. They have an enormous gut, and they were probably engaging in what's called fermentation digestion. And we see that in like cows and horses and whatnot, and they use bacteria to break down the cellulose in the material. The problem is that you probably would not want to be downwind of an ankylosaurus. It's just probably just a stinking machine walking its way through the forest.
Digesting plant fiber is the hardest job in the ecosystem, and Ankylosaurus tackled that job, which is why it needed that enormous bulk, gigantic stomach, subdivided intestines. And that means you're slow. You're very slow. And you have to feed 12, 15, 18 hours a day, and you're vulnerable for most of the day, and therefore you have to have static armor.